Monday, October 26, 2015, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 4 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioners at, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 3:01, Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02.
We're going to call the Board of Equalization to order. Would you stand and say the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act at the entrance of the county boardroom for all the citizens and anyone that's interested in viewing that. Sheree, would you call roll, please?
Joan?
Tony.
I didn't notice that she was...
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes. Okay, approval of the previous minutes of October 12th, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by Tony Gomez and a second by Dick McNair to approve the minutes. Want to call roll, Joan?
Scott.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay, new business. Board to hear request from Northeast Community Action Partnership, Inc. for two 2016 Dodge Grand Caravans bearing the VIN number, and said vehicles used by staff to attend meetings and other activities for early Head Start program. After consideration of the recommendations of the county treasurer, shall approve or deny the exemption on the basis of law and the rules of regulations adopted and promulgated by the tax commissioner. So looks like we got two vehicles, and
she's not here. I think it's normal procedure.
Yeah, I believe so too.
So, what's your opinion,
Bob? What do you think?
I would recommend that we approve. We've done this in the past on vehicles for them, so they haven't brought them in yet. But when they do, then they'll be taxes
ready for it.
Right.
Okay. So that's the story. Any other discussion on that? Entertain a motion to approve or deny.
I would move to approve the exemption.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde to approve the exemption for Northeast Community Action Partnership, Inc., and a second by Tony Gomez. Joan, would you call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, move on to item B. Jeff Curry, assessor. Approved tax roll corrections for clerical error for two residential properties. Jeff?
Yep, thank you.
Those were mine, right? They were too high.
Yeah, that, something along those lines. Here we go, pass this out. They're pretty straightforward. Both of them are going to be based on a clerical error. The first one is parcel 220173117. In that particular parcel, the clerical error is kind of a computer-assisted one. We've been experimenting with new cost tables, and when we rolled them back, this particular property did not roll back. So they received quite an increase.
So who's the owner on those?
This one here is Kathy Warren over in Southridge. She's actually in the military, and she would have protested, but she was out of country at the time. So she came in and talked to me, and I looked at it, and we went back to the query and the index and found that, yeah, she got raised and did not get brought back down with the rest of them. So she's way out of equalization within Southridge right now. So what she was supposed to equalize, or what was supposed to have happened, is her value from 14 would have received that TURC 5% increase, and that was it. So it's 5% to the land, 5% to the improvement. So it would take her to 177,605.
Okay.
For her.
And then what on the next?
The second one is similar. This was a house in Dakota City that we used in our new cost table study. This particular person, it's Modlin is the name, and they did come in and they did protest, and we were correcting it at that time with the referees, except somebody counted on the assessor doing good math, and he didn't. I messed up. I used the wrong improvement value, so he ended up at, I want to say it was like about 171 something, and he should be at 162,750. Because he's the same thing. He should have rolled back to the 2014 after the test, and then he should have went up 5% on his land, 5% on his house, and then gave him his total new value for 15. And it should. And if the assessor had done the math correctly, it would have been 162,750.
Any questions? Okay, I'll need a motion for Jeff to correct this clerical error on these two parcels.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott Love.
Second.
Second by Dick McNair to correct parcel 1 and 2. Kathy Warren and Modlin.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay, Jeff, you're still up there. Kurt, assessors to approve exempt properties purchased by private entities to be put on back on the tax rolls.
Yeah, this is two vacant lots in South Sioux. I think the Community Development Agency actually had them. So when you buy property from a political subdivision or a governmental subdivision that was exempt, if the purchase is made and completed before levies are set for the next year, it goes back onto that year's tax roll. So we just turn the lot values back on to three different parcels. Well, actually, it's two parcels, but three lots. So one of them for parcel number 15708, it is $13,600 for that lot. And then the parcel number 2200-15783 is going to be $6,800. So all we're doing is just taking them off the exempt status and putting them back onto the tax roll so they can be levied, taxes can be levied against them. And we had found that there was legislation passed that when we do this, we got to make sure the Board of Equalization knows so you guys get a chance to hear it, and I actually think and then approve it going back on the tax roll.
Okay. Any other questions or from Jeff? From the board?
Pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah. But there's all those lots out there, $6,800 a pop. And yeah. Like I said, this was three, so.
I would move to approve, put these properties back on the tax roll.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde. I'll second it. Joan, you want to call roll?
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have a closed session to discuss the settlement negotiations in SSCNE LP Dakota County versus Dakota County Board of Equalization for the 2013, 14, and 15 tax years.
I move to go to closed session for that reason.
Second. And we got a motion by Bill Rohde and a second by Scott Love to go into closed session, and it is for negotiations in South Sioux City, I think, CNE LP versus Dakota County Board of Equalization.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Out of the closed session. Got a motion by Tony Gomez to come out of closed session. And a second by Dick McNair. I'll call roll, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick? Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to item E, board to approve or deny settlement negotiations with Liberty Place.
I will make a motion to approve the assessor's recommendation of the 13, 14, 15 year of 1.650.
Got a motion by Scott Love.
Seconded.
And a second by Tony Gomez. Joan, would you call the roll, please?
Scott? Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Hang on, let's get real comfortable here.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah. They already read it.
We couldn't do them both, so we're going to go back into closed session to discuss a settlement negotiations in Mid-America Shopping Center, LLC versus Dakota County Equalization.
One more time, guys.
For tax years 2014 and 15.
So moved to go into closed session.
Got a motion by Tony Gomez and a second by Bill Rohde to go into closed session. And that closed session is for negotiations with Mid-America Shopping LLC versus Dakota County Board of Equalization.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Question then.
So moved.
Got a motion by Dick McNair.
Second.
Second by Tony Gomez to come out of closed session. Joan, would you call roll, please?
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to item G, board to approve or deny settlement negotiations with Mid-America Shopping LLC versus Dakota County.
I would make a motion to approve the assessor's recommendation to approve the negotiation between Mid-America Shopping and Dakota County.
For the 4.9?
Yes, for the 4.9.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde.
Thank you.
Second by Tony Gomez to settle with Mid-America Shopping for 4.9.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, any miscellaneous? Commissioners' committee reports, mail or emergency business, any public comment?
Committee reports.
On equalization?
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm going to hand this over to Commissioner Gomez.
Thank you, Rick. Now we're going to go on the formal meeting for the Board of Commissioners. A current copy is open meeting access posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, October 12, 2015. Approval of the payroll claims. Approval of the chair to sign change order number one on the 2015 Federal Creek Road paving improvement project to reflect an insurance an increase of $3,693 and for a total contract price of $221,289.30. Approvals of the accounts payable claims. Approval of the fiscal report. Approve chair to sign the Nebraska Community Energy Alliance membership agreement as amended to establish an executive committee to conduct business and to allow a majority of the membership board to amend it by laws. Approve chair to sign interlocal agreement between the South Sioux City Police Department, Dakota County Sheriff's Department, and Dakota County for the sharing of services that related to firearms training at the city, at South Sioux City Fire and Range Facility. The claims and the payroll, Scott and myself, we reviewed every one of them, and everything seems to be under normal situation, so everything is okay. We need a motion to
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through G.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Duquesne, second by Commissioner Rohde to approve the consent agenda items. Any discussions? If there isn't, call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Motion carries. Now we move into new business. Amber Monet, 2015-16 Boca budget updated and board approval for the Dakota County Victim Assistance Program. Amber.
I think I have, I included the attachment of the contingencies. I'm pretty sure. Basically, the contingencies are more of a program modification. The only thing I'd like to call to your attention is the 2% that is charged to the LEC for my program. That total is $1,951. At this time, I have to move it to what's called an allowable expense. And when I file that with my contingencies, I will know after that. I believe it's after the 16th. I file it in November for the commission to approve that amount that is still kind of in limbo right now. However, the crime commission, if I am able, if they approve that, then the commission has fully funded my program at the requested asking of $99,489. Included in that is hiring a bilingual Spanish-speaking advocate part-time as well. I presented this to the city, the public works, and the finance, and it's basically that it's contingent, their approval is contingent on your guys' approval as well. And I will be attending the city council tonight as well. If there's any further questions there.
Any questions for Amy?
Just, I think it's pretty much just formality, Amber, that you're here just to present it to us and get our blessing. I know you did it to the LEC with us last month.
Right.
So, started with us. So basically, you covered A and B both, right? Because you wanted to hire the.
So that's what I'm seeing, that she was covering the A and B both. So we need to make it different action, so we can take one action, take care of both.
Will the interpreter be full time, Amber?
Part time. Yes.
Good question.
Don't want to put all my eggs in the basket.
Okay.
I want to start part time. The numbers are there.
Possibly. Since this two business related, we need to take two motions, even though she mentioned that item to be on the agenda. So let's make a motion for the first item, which is A.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Move and second it to set the budget approval. Call roll, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Yes. Now we need a motion to approve resolution 15-50. Amber Money, request to hire bilingual advocate. Yeah, this is the second one, right?
I'll make a motion for the request to hire a bilingual advocate for victim assistance program for Amber.
Second, Commissioner Rudy.
Like I said, I come up and help you, but I know about four or five words.
Right.
I come up and help you on that.
Call roll, please.
No stretching it.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Yeah, hope everything works out, everyone. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. And I will let you guys know the approval of that amount, the 1951, so. I'll get with John if needed.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you. I got to add something. I called Amber one time about some domestic violence going on in my household. She said, deal with it, she said. So I felt that.
Your wife beat you up again.
She was kind of chauvinistic a little bit, I think, but it's all good.
They got to go to the house and see me, this guy. Okay, let's move on to item C. Approve resolution 15C-037, approving or authorizing the interlocal agreement corporation act agreement between the city of South Sioux City and Dakota County regarding acquisition and right-of-way construction of Veterans Drive. I'm open for a discussion among the board members. Any discussions about that?
I think everybody's looked it over, haven't they? And basically, we got what we wanted to get changed. I know there was a few questions that Kim had that Tony and I kind of looked over. I don't know if anybody have any questions on anything.
I looked it all over too, and I noted the changes.
You want to add something, Kim?
Well, on my copy on page 2, it still lists 1.2, section 3B.
if we could change that to the 850.
This is not the one with HCI. This is just...
Oh.
This is the one with the resolution that lists 850. So I just wanted to see if we could match that in the agreement. On page 850.
Oh, that's an action.
They wanted 20 years and...
Do we want 20 years on
15.
That?
15.
Yeah.
Well, can we do 15, Lance?
Yeah, whatever you want is fine. 15.
You got 20.
We got 50.
20 on the duration, right?
Yeah.
That's what's there now.
And it's, it is 850.
I think it's cutting myself out by, 15 years if it's possible, so I'd be better than 20. Right? Yeah. Can we go 15 instead of 20?
I want to try to make sure I'm still alive to see this thing be paid for. So 15, I just kind of... Again, I'm stretching it a little bit.
I'd like to see if Amber was still here.
So,
with those corrections...
We can approve the
resolution. I'll make a motion to approve the interlocal agreement with the corrections, the 850 and the 15 years.
Second. Moving to approve the interlocal agreement by resolution, 15C-037. By Commissioner Busquets and seconded by Gomez. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yeah.
Bill?
No.
Okay.
Billy's sticking with no.
Item D. Approved development agreement by and between HCI Real Estate Company, the City of South Sioux City, and Dakota County, Nebraska, regarding annexation, zoning, planning, and finance the project area located east of the city of South Sioux City between 29 and 39 Street. Open for discussion. Again.
Well, I think we pretty much hashed it over before
we did
on the agreement.
Anything, Scott, you think about?
No, I don't think so. Is there anything that you want to point out? I know Kim, like I said, asked. This is where she asked a few questions, Tony and I. Is there anything that you want to point out?
I don't know. Jeff and I talked about the TIF district section. I don't know if we want to put a disclaimer on that or leave that. Or we talked about on page 11, we thought it was a little open-ended, the sentence, any of the improvements and the events, the plans envisioned by the developer are not carried out. I don't have an exhibit. That's the other one. Under annexation, it should be landowners, not county, and there is no county ordinance on annexation that I'm aware of.
So basically, the agreement needs to be tweaked a little bit more than basically.
I don't know. Did that hold harmless clause look real good to you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't really.
Okay.
So was that section 10 on annexation?
Section 10.
Section 10.
HCI did agree to say landowner.
Okay.
What's the other one, sir? What's the other one? What's the other item, Joyce?
Just right up above that on D. I don't know. Does it need to be more qualified? Envisioned? Do we want to refer to his plat, his preliminary plat, or do we? I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
Again.
Just something that.
Improvements in the event the plans envisioned by the developer are not carried out and the approvals obtained.
It's not very definitive, I don't think.
Yeah.
Is there an exhibit or plan that we can refer to in there?
Lens?
Well, remember that there's also going to be an individual TIF agreement for each individual TIF area. So it's going to be another agreement on each area as it is developed. So if you want to do something in a certain area, whatever streets and water and sewer are involved, each of those areas is going to have a separate TIF agreement of what needs to take place within that area.
With HCI?
Yes. Between HCI, yeah, they'll have to agree they're going to put in X, Y, and Z streets, your X, Y, and Z water, storm sewer type improvements. So those will come in individual agreements with them.
One TIF, but an individual agreement for each TIF area. Is that what it is?
One redevelopment area, and then each piece, part of that, will be a TIF area within.
Okay.
So it's one.
So it would reference. So I think it would be make sense then for that paragraph would reference a specific TIF that has that list of specific things that need to be done.
And that will be in each individual TIF agreement.
Okay.
So
each that individual TIF agreement.
This is kind of like the umbrella
over it
for each piece.
So you could almost make that even abbreviate. I would even bring up the envisioned or just take that out and leave it even more vague because it will be covered by do you see what I'm saying? Rather than having any type of because exhibits are coming as the TIFs come.
Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable with TIF District Section 2? Or do you... Is that more redeveloped? Should it be redeveloped? I don't know.
Because the whole project is a redevelopment project.
The whole area is a redevelopment area, but the TIFs would be pieces of the redevelopment area.
Are you okay with that yet? So, what's board real about that?
We're more than happy to submit the TIF agreements to you if you want.
In this section two, Interlocal Cooperation Act provisions.
In the section two?
Yeah.
TIF district?
The school may also enter into separate agreements with the city or the county. So we are involved in any of the actions that take care that we'll have to approve each one of those TIFs.
In terms of what you just read, is the school is going to locate along that road. And when that language was put in, it was a question of who would do the assessment of the road or the agreement with the school on that on the road wherever they locate. So the intention of that is that if the county was doing the assessments, it'd be with the county and the school. If the city is with the city and the school, but we're happy to do it a three-way if you want.
Well, I just.
We can't.
That would
do
be
it.
A 10.
Say that, John.
Can we? Well, that was just my question. Are we going to be involved in that assessment? And it sounds like it's either going to be with the city or the county.
Last year,
not both.
Said they wanted us to do the assessment with the school. They wanted us to carry the cost for that. I don't care.
Okay.
Is that the assessment?
That's on the per foot thing, that's, there's two per foot things. One is the school is going to pay this, $850,000.
Okay.
And then the balance, it excludes the school agreement.
Oh, okay. So it's not an assessment like I'm putting a value on it. Then it's like, I think our involvement, to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but it sounded to me like if some of that would be like, it's not exactly like it, but it would be like a street tax, something we do in Homer. Bob does do the collection of it and the distribution of it, but we don't do anything with it. I mean, I have in my system the front foot of a parcel, so they don't know how many feet, but they actually, how they pay it and everything else is handled outside of here. Bob does do the collection and then disseminates.
On a paving district.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be similar
same,
to that.
Very same.
Is that what we're... Yeah.
Well, school can actually do it either way, as a paving district or as an interlocal agreement. Again, we don't care. The money's the same either way to us, but it might affect their financial structure. And they've agreed to that.
I think some of the reasons leave confusion, but I think Lance is willing to work with the county, and if we need to do any corrections or anything, he's willing to do it. So what do you guys think? Me too.
What do you think, Ken? Are you,
what do you think,
do you want to tweak it one more time before they approve it, or do you...
What's your recommendation?
Would you prefer just take out the envision part now, or wait till next time?
Whatever the board wants to do. What do you guys want to do? Wait till next time and affect that. What team says?
Yeah, we came this far. I guess this. I mean, what's another 2 weeks? I guess as much as I would love to get it done and over with, but you know.
Was going to get done today. Well,
I know. I mean, taking that part out, that envision part, is that what you said, Kim?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that, Lance?
Yes.
I mean, I just don't want to feel like if we approve this thing and then all of a sudden, I don't think you guys are going to backpedal on this and start. I wouldn't think you guys would do that. Huh?
It should be in black and white.
Well, you know, if that's okay with the city and HCI that we pulled out the envision. With those corrections.
And the landowners.
You know what? There's too much in my. This is my idea. There's just too many corrections that need to be made. I say we just wait a few more weeks. Let's tweak our problems and what the city and HCI is okay with, and get it all in black and white. Which I probably. Yeah,
fair enough.
That's yeah.
Control with deadline.
Yeah. Let's do that just so everybody.
Is there anything else in here that we need to be looking at? That
since Lance is here, then you can ask him.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. You guys can do what you want. If you guys want to make the adjustments now, Rick.
This is getting to be worse than Hillary Clinton's emails.
I know. He was going to say something, Rick. What was he going to say?
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was just going to say to approve it contingent on the landowners and the envisions and stuff like that.
Whatever. You guys, somebody make a motion and go with it. I don't really care. I mean, I told you my thoughts.
That's my motion. Make the added corrections that we've got noted as of today and approve the interlocal. Get it in black and white and then have it so the chair can sign it.
So moved. Second, excuse me. Moved by Commissioner Buscay, second by myself, Tony Gomez.
Scott?
Any more discussions?
I'm going to say no just because I want to see it in black and white. Sticking with it.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
No.
Tony?
Billy, I went along with you this time,
yes.
Kid. But you still pass, all right? And I would go along with it, but, you know, I just, everybody understands.
You cannot go against your word.
Right, I can't, yeah.
Okay.
I agree, you know, but I just, you know, it's, I don't think the city of South Sioux is going to hang us out to dry on it, you know, if there's
come
something.
Okay.
Good with that, Lance?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Lance, you haven't changed a bit in 35 years. You had that 1970s porno mustache going on, though. I love that.
In the wig.
In the wig. That was pretty awesome.
Okay. Miscellaneous items. Item A, Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, Road Report. Fred.
Can I top that, Fred, or not?
Oh. October 11th through the 24th, total road maintenance, 323 hours. Overtime hours, 5. Aggregate, 2,044 tons. Sign repair, 13.5, 9 signs. Sign installation, 1 hour, 1 sign. Barricading, 7.5 hours, 6 barricades. Road concerns, 1, 250th Street. Had a kind of a spring blowout on that. Other than that, spring.
Yeah,
everybody's been busy, so.
How's the Kennesaw looking?
We're actually putting in culverts today. The old bridge is out.
I know that the road committee, kind of talked about that, and instead of putting it back out to bid, we decided to do it ourselves just because it was messy.
I think that's good.
You did it yourself. Well, the county's doing it themselves.
Yeah. Like I told Fred, I pointed out, I said, you know, we just bought a new detachable. We got that. I mean, everything's late model. Everything's new. Might as well do it ourselves.
That'll pay for
it'll help make
30% of that detachable.
Yes.
Do it ourselves. I'm glad you did. I think that's a good idea.
And I understand the reason why we put out the bid, because there's, you know, the fall time, the winter's coming, there's things going on. No. It just...
Did you get a hold of Bill?
No.
I tried him all morning, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
I think we're going to get it off of K Avenue, off of one of our minimum maintenance roads, the dirt.
He probably out there nosing around.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Unless we find something better.
Can we go south of there, on the east side there, and clean that ditch out too a little bit?
There's a little there, but there's not enough to do it long enough. It's going to take a little bit of...
Okay, that's fine. Here we can get it. But I couldn't get a hold of Bill either. I tried him all day, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Pepper Creek turned out really nice. Have you guys been out there, the paving?
I haven't been out there yet.
Steve, they did a great job. They had a couple little problems. He's going to grind out where they started and put it up against the old pavement. There's a little bump there. He's going to grind that out. And then I think where we find his concrete, they broke down, so he had to get it somewhere else. And that, he said, when you're going downhill or uphill, you stop.
Yeah.
For any amount of time, you get this little heave. And I didn't even notice it, but he's going to grind that out too. He said, there's another spot down.
What did you do, 22, some hundred feet? 22, 23?
Right at 23.
That's what I thought.
God, it's nice. The bridge on Martinick Bridge is also completed.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Boy, that didn't
awesome.
Take long. That's good.
It's open?
We have to do all the backfilling and the approaches to the bridges, yeah.
Okay.
God, it didn't take over a month, did it?
Wow.
No, he moves in. He does get his work done.
That's great. There was a little there, the one bearing on the, it was 60 feet on the south side, and it turned out to be 80 on the north side, so there's a little, like, $3,000 expense there. It's a little bit higher than the original bid. But good bearing, good foundation to a bridge is the most important thing. And they don't know it until they start driving the piling, of course.
Yeah. I called Scott the other day, too, and I want to get Scott and you maybe go up there on the East Sharpie and take a look at that. See if we can't get what we have to do to get the tonnage up a little bit on that.
On East Sharpie?
On East Sharpie. Up there where Arnie lives.
Probably put a new bridge in.
I've gotten calls on that, too.
It's bad.
Johnny Cove wants it changed, and it's going to take a new bridge. I went out and looked at it.
It's an old truss bridge, and there's no reason to put a lot of money into it. Another thing...
it ain't like they can't get to their
property. They can get around. Yes, they can. But, I mean, it would be nice, you know. Then Elk Creek should be all done. That's the last one. So
it takes money.
Oh, it takes money. I know it does. But I just thought I'd bring it up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah.
Thank you.
Stephen Paulson, Health Department Director, quarterly reports.
What's she not here?
Tiffany has sick child, so I put her on the next agenda.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Well, the next agenda items. We want to make a...
Scott did get the sign is done for the health department, and I guess we just need to get it put up, right?
Yeah.
Got it in there?
I just saw Scott talking about that. Very excited. Good, Scott. Good, guys. All right. We want to have a...
Looks pretty good.
Jail tour before the county meeting, but before we're going to do that, Melvin Emergency Business, I don't think there's any that I know. It is?
Committee reports.
Sally, you're up.
Yeah, Sally's up there. We had a meeting.
Northeast Nebraska Beautiful, we had our final meeting for the year. We have chosen our leadership award for the year, and since they haven't gotten their letter yet, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but there's a very wonderful student council who, whenever we have a river cleanup, they have boots on the ground, so they're very deserving. Another item that came up that we're going to be exploring, and it might involve a couple of you. Next, we're looking into next spring doing a cleanup along 129. And that's going to be an unusual cleanup because of the fences and the limited access, so it will take a lot of ATVs. But we're exploring the possibility of being able to...
I-29 from where to where?
From Dakota Avenue to the bridge, and it's all fenced, and it will take ATVs to get volunteers in and get the trash out.
To the bridge.
But I think it's doable. And it's,
Missouri River.
It gets very bad.
I was surprised, you know, and I know that obviously down that area a lot and with my business and whatever have you, and I know it was a mess, but and once the grass starts growing and then you're just in trouble, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to catch that awful early.
We're looking at early May
before
it gets tall, but probably not.
It was a lot of fun doing the bypass and the 110 and the 77. It was fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I understand you have an ATV.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Registered in South Sioux City?
No. it's registered, so yeah, I'll be able to use it.
Yeah, that's something I have to check on because I don't know whose jurisdiction that is.
I think on the cleanup, I don't think you'd have an issue. That's
one of the things we'll have to check out. That's why we're starting now.
They're always good at it.
That's why you make the big bucks, Sally. You can do all that and line us up.
They're going to double my salary.
I used to see the signs on the highway adopt a portion of a highway, like a 4-H group or something.
Right.
They don't allow that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see it.
We've been trying to figure out what happened. We don't know who started it. Never happened was after it was adopted, no one ever said boo to anyone who adopted a stretch of road. So after a certain number of years, you go, does anybody even care if we're doing this? So we're looking at reviving it, and then you have to keep recognizing the people who are doing it, or they don't know that you care that it gets done.
I'm going to admit something here. Don't get me wrong. I drive down the street and I might throw a gum wrapper out or something like that. Hold on, let me finish though. After I did that cleanup, I don't throw nothing out the window. Honest to God.
Yeah, I understand. I understand because you see what happened.
I was being honest with you. I mean, I went
through after I did it. No, I understand.
A can of pop.
Right.
It's a pizza can. Pizza box.
It's a sickness.
It's just you multiplied by thousands
I'm just
of people
telling
going
you,
by
just
every.
Right. Yeah. Just, it gives you a whole different outlook.
You only have to do it once.
He's
honest.
Now where the tires are going.
I can't believe it.
It all leads to tires.
Yeah, that's a tire.
Yeah, sometimes you
and I want to make sure.
Then I start cheating on my wife. This doesn't end.
And I want to go. Okay. I want to make sure we say it right because when they had the river clean up, there was like 1,400 kids, right?
The river education event, and we had, I think there were 14. I've been afraid to ask.
1,400 kids were there.
Sixth graders. We've done this 3 years in a row, and I still haven't had to fish one out of the river with my long net yet. It was really happy.
That is awesome.
Yeah, good. No, it's great. And we are, I'll let you know this too, because I want you to hear more about, we are setting the river cleanup date permanently.
Right.
As the Saturday after Labor Day.
Saturday after Labor Day.
Because for the second year in a row, we had the cleanup the day after the River Ed event, and you can't do it. I'd like
do,
to
do you get a lot of people with boats and stuff, too, to go down there?
We do. We will. We wanted to do it this year. But when it happened the day after the River Ed event, there just weren't enough of us to go around to get it organized. But we do need that. And I've checked with the sheriff, and I've checked with Dakota City to make sure that they don't have a training event that's permanently at that time or something, because we need them. It doesn't have to happen every year, but we're getting to the point where it needs to happen again.
Yeah. I just think it'd be easier, I would think.
Yeah, there's some places you just can't reach walking
right,
down.
Right, right. I talked to the Homer Fire Department. And they got a boat now.
They have a nice
boat.
And
Jesse North said that they would come. All you have to do is call them.
So
they
we'll
bring
just,
their boat up.
We'll just be planning on it for next year and get that date out ahead. But appreciate your support.
Yeah. And when the spring comes and clean up the I-10 and I, just let us know. I think me and Scott, we can go.
Yeah, we'll do it. Oh, we'll team up. We'll be there.
Yes, I will.
I won't be throwing no gun wrappers on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Any more? Law enforcement.
Law enforcement. Yeah, the LEC. We had. We're talking about. As a matter of fact, Joan and I and a few people met the city. Nancy and the sheriff. We are going to be upgrading all of our. They want to upgrade all the computers. What do they actually call it? It's something separate from the StarCom, but the PSAP. And it's roughly $850,000. And over the years, between the city and the county, they have kind of escrowed some money, and they have like $570,000 in there. And instead of cleaning it all the way out, we talked about, you know, taking the $500,000 out, and I think there's $61,000 in 911 monies. So roughly, we're going to have to probably finance, bond, something to $300,000 to do the whole project. Kind of looked at talking about maybe doing a few different things at different times, but kind of like we talked about, I think you kind of spin your wheels if you want to just try to replace this, and this, because you don't know who's going to be around for how long, and trying to keep track of all that business, you know, of Kleinberg or Greg or... So, anyways, that's kind of in the makings right now. Where did we leave off on our meeting the other day? They're going to get some firm numbers for us. Is that what they're doing, Joan? Was it Jeff and, or not Jeff, but Chris and
Greg?
Greg.
But the $300,000 is between the city and the county?
Yeah, that's split.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that they said that they just had somebody did some type of a public safety something with Tracek for on a 6 year or something that you can get a finance for like 1.79% or something. So I don't know. Anyways, it's in the makings with the LEC to get everything updated. They said that there's stuff's like a lot of stuff has been updated since '93. Is that right?
Oh yeah, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that when I was on the LEC board, we were always having to deal with upgrades because this company or that company was going out of business, or not out of business, but they had went to a different system, so that they wouldn't integrate with our radio or frequencies or whatever. So it's scrap that, and we were actually going out and buying systems that were getting upgraded so that we could keep ours going.
They say it's like, you know, the old block telephone that you used back then. I've used it like today. It would probably work, but it ain't. You know,
not the efficiencies today. Okay. So.
So, anyways, that's what's happening with the LEC.
Okay. Any more committee reports? Dick, you don't have any?
Well, the health, but she's going to come in next.
Okay.
She'll come back in.
Anybody else?
Did you see that sign, Dick?
Yeah, we saw it the other night.
She showed it here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, with that, we're going to go to the jail tour, and thank you, guys. And any public comments? I'm sorry. Public comments.
Any public comments, Fred?
No, I got gum wrapper I got to
just throwing out.
Throw it out.
Right, yeah, you get your charge turned down Highway 30. Oh, no, you don't go 35. When'd you get over across the river?
Get across the river.
Get across the river. Jeez, I just used an example. I'll never hear the end of that, will I?
Oh,
wow.
Right there.
So anyway, thanks, Shelly. See you.
Scott's wife, Jill, got caught shoplifting a can of peaches. And she had her court date. Scott went with her, you know. And the judge gets up there and he goes, hey, Jill, he says,